Blog Talk Radio.
Definitely, I love that song. It just gives you such an upbeat tempo. It just awakens to me the inspirations and dreams, and it just awakens your soul. And he will do it for all of us. Hey, you guys out there, hello, and welcome to this episode of SOL Talk Show. You are now listening to SOL Speak Out Loud Productions. Glad to be back with you all this week and excited to bring you a conversation with your host, TCG. That's right, you have tuned into the number one buzz station, and definitely the reason we are the number one buzz station is because we're giving you definitely our past projects, our present, as well as our future ones that we're working on. Yes, yes, we have the inside, the first tea for you. I am your girl, like I said before, actress TCG, coming to you from the Soul Talk Show, and I am joined today by none other than two young stars paving their way, both known for a great movie coming out, has been out. They're going to talk about it. Saving You, Saving Me, number one and only award-winning Saving You, Saving Me, written and produced by one of the directors on the line. She is a phenomenal woman doing great things. I have been having a great time in the last 3 weeks just actually researching her and finding out who she is behind the scenes. And I'm just excited that she is sitting at the table along with this queen that I'm speaking of, and I will give you guys her name shortly. Hold your horses. I do have a king on the line, too, as well, and I want to introduce them both. I'm going to give them a second to speak and let everybody know what's going on with them today. So with no further ado and no other delays, I'm going to mention out here, I want to give a shout-out to Tina Jetter, as well as I have Mr. John Rice on the phone. And if you guys would speak and let the people know at the Soul Table that you are on the line.
Hello.
Hey, how's everyone doing?
Hey, I love that. I love that spirit. And she outdid you, John. I don't know. You might have to step it up a little bit.
Yeah.
A little bit, right?
We're going to give you some Kool-Aid or something. We'll get you going. Don't worry. We'll get the sugar going, and you'll be hype in no time. No, I promise you.
Appreciate that.
Well, you
thank
guys,
you.
I want to... Oh, no problem. You're welcome. I want to thank you guys for joining in with me today at the Soul Table. I like to say that we're all family. We sit down and we just let our hair down. Basically, what the Soul Table is about is Speak Out Loud Cast versus Productions. And what we give is our insight. We give our personal and close encounters in the acting world. Basically, we give great tips as well to those that are out here seasoned, the new beginnings, those that are wanting to start and don't know where to start. That's what the Soul Table is here for, giving our personal and up-close encounters, our journeys, where we're going, where we've been, how did we get to this point, all that great stuff. So that's what we're going to talk about today. And we have great news and exciting events as well happening for you. But first, I wanted to just make sure that I gave you guys your shots out. Kind of just want to give a rundown of what your day's been like today. So I'll start with you, John. How are you doing today? What's been up? What have you been doing on Monday today?
Well, I've been fantastic. Got done with another day of school, you know, staying busy and all that. Let me think. Also had a nice day at the dojo. I'm a martial arts instructor, so had a good time teaching the kids and everything. So, yeah, pretty good day.
Good. It sounds like a great one, definitely. You keep on doing that, too, as well. That is amazing and awesome. And as well as you, Miss Queen Tina, how are you doing today? What have you been up to on this Monday?
I've literally just been working, like, all day. So that's all I've been doing. I work full-time at Lord & Taylor. So it's always busy. Yeah.
Absolutely.
That's all I've been doing, though, all day.
Hey, there is nothing like paying yourself. I always say that. So what better way to start off the day but to pay yourself, get them coins. I understand.
That's
firsthand.
Right. That's right.
And definitely. And for us to continue to produce great, phenomenal entertainment and stories and journeys, you know, we have to work. We have to pay into ourselves. So you're doing the right thing. And I appreciate you guys letting the SOL sit down with you and just pick your brains, you know, see what you've been up to and what you're working on, all that great stuff. Again, you guys I want to welcome the other family too as well that are called in and listened to us, as well as those that have actually clicked on the podcast link. If you are on the podcast link and you would like to call in to speak to me, your actress, TCG, or actually my guest, my co-host, and I have two of them today, you can definitely call in to 914-803-4442. Press the number one to speak to me or your guest. The Soul, again, is the place that you want to be. The reason being is because, like I said, we're letting our hair down and we're giving you our close encounters in the entertainment industry as well. And, of course, sometimes we get serious. You know, we talk about everything. We don't hold back. I don't like to sugarcoat. And that's one thing that I'm, you know, if I can help someone to maybe not make the mistake that I did or to move further than I did at a quicker pace, you know, or a faster pace, then that's what I'm for. That's what I want to be able to bring out in my great acting tips that I have. But nevertheless, I'll stop talking. I can talk all day if you allow me to. So I'll stop talking and I'll get right into what we're here for today. Again, I have the bold and the beautiful and talented Tina Jetter, a hard act to follow, you guys, definitely. And you'll know why, because I'm going to run down real quickly a few things out of her bio just to give you the insight to her. And I'll let her go ahead and elaborate, and the same thing with John, too, as well. You guys have to really, I mean, you have to Google these people to definitely find out what's going on with them. Follow them on their Facebook, on their social media sites, Twitter, Instagram. We'll find out what they have so that you guys can actually follow them correctly. I do want to start off with saying that Tina has been acting in the game for many years and is not looking back. She is moving straight ahead, and she's looking for bigger and better things. And when I say that, this young woman has stepped out on faith. Not only is she acting, but she is directing, producing, and writing. So she has her plate full, you guys. She's doing a whole lot. And definitely on the TV and in big screens, definitely, that's her main goals. She's originally not to be a cookie cutter, but she definitely, and I think I said that right, correct me if I did not, but she, since those early years, she's actually made a good vision of her own. Since 2004, she debuted in a short entitled movie called Destiny. Soon this world adds
yes.
a long list of accomplishments. Yeah, so Destiny is, you did a shout out right there when I had hollered out Destiny. Did you want to elaborate on that real quick, Tina?
Like, major thing, like, I've ever done, you know, mm-hmm. film-wise. It was actually a feature film, so I don't really remember the experience, but my mom says that apparently I had a lot of fun, so that's always good.
Right, definitely.
Yeah, it was hopefully a good time for me, yeah.
Awesome. And you know what? What better title to start off with, too, as well? Definitely. And I like that, too, as well. And Tina also has done everything from TV, films, and commercials. After many years of honing her skills and as an actress, she landed a role in a TV miniseries called Spirit Hunters, which actually was one of my shows that I used to like to watch. I am such a baby when it comes to haunted or horror, if you will, or thriller, but I love it. It's like I have to watch it, and then when I watch it, I have to go put on a cartoon or sing a lullaby or something to make me go to sleep. But I love it. And Spirit Hunters, I did catch plenty of the series of Spirit Hunters, and so that sounded amazing. I know that was in 2013 that you debuted on that. So what was that like for you, going into that TV miniseries, from going from Destiny, which was your first short entitled debut feature film, to doing a TV series right away with Spirit Hunters?
You know, it was a really good experience. I think I only was there for maybe 3 days for different episodes. It was fun though, because that was a role where I played a mean girl. Don't worry, guys, not me in real life. But it's always fun to, like,
sure.
play something that you're – I hate you, John. I'm kidding.
Right.
It's always fun to play something that, like, you know, that you're not. Like, you have to create this character, but you also have to make it very believable, which is really hard to
right.
do. So I guess, you know, she thought I was, like, the best candidate, and then she gave me the role, and then I – you know, got the lines, and, you know, I did my part, but it was a really good experience. I like everything I do, but that one specifically I really liked. It was very fun.
Awesome. That sounds amazing, too, as well. And you know what? Most good girls do play good cray-cray girls. I mean, we can get it
yeah.
down pat. And then that's me. I'm such a silly, gilly person and always upbeat, but I can play – you know, and people are like, oh, my goodness, wait a minute, are you really like that? I'm like, no, not really. You know, I'm not really the quiet, shy one, but at the same token, you give me a good, you know, mean girl or something to that nature, and I'll play her out. And like you said, you have to do it to make it believable, and that's the thing, is honing your craft to be able to do so and putting in the work. And it sounds like you're a hard worker, so, of course, I'm sure that when you show up, you're giving more than just 100% to the characters to make their life breathe
yeah,
life.
Yeah, I definitely try.
Absolutely. Now, I know that you did two other TV shows, too, as well, that following year, and that was 2013, Spirit Hunters, but for 2014, you actually appeared in two TV shows, one called The Character's Life and The Deadly Devotion. What was those about?
Oh, Deadly Devotion. I mean, those were fun. I mean, I think I was just like an extra. Maybe that's why I don't really remember. That's probably really bad, but yeah, I was just like a small part of it, so like I can't really elaborate. It's really bad, but
all right. And then of course that 2014. I mean, that was so many hours ago.
I understand.
And I mean,
definitely a lot has happened since then. So yeah,
right.
like yeah.
in the acting world, we don't go by days. We go by hours. I mean, every hour, every second. So
true.
I definitely understand that. Now, I know to move forward a little bit, let's try to see if we can pick your brain on the 2015-2016 century, maybe. And then, of course, coming into 2017 last year and see what you have going on for this year, too, as well. I know that you did you had been busy with two indie films, too, as well, which I love indie films, too, as well. They're breaking major barriers down and walls down with the indie films now. You got Candles in the Wind and North Housing Authority, which then later featured an award-winning Crystal Denon, I think, was the actress in that with you. Was that in North
Crystal
Housing
DeNiro
Authority?
Crystal Simmons.
Yeah. Okay. Mm-hmm. So how was that like working with Ms. Crystal?
You know, it was very fun. North Housing Authority, that was a man, that's such a great storyline. Like, it's one of those stories where there's, like, so much happening at once with different people, right? But with my character, I really liked it. Like, she was so real. She was really like me, though. I feel like she really wrote that role for me because, like, she was someone who always wanted, you know, to be a fashion designer, right? But because, like, because her mom, she really couldn't afford where she was living anymore. So they had to move to Newark, New Jersey. So, you know, it's like, even though they're in that situation and they're in like the surroundings that they're in, the question is, she kind of conquers, what's the word I'm looking for? She conquers the challenges she has to face in the neighborhood, does she end up being successful, or is she going to get, like, tied down and, stay where she's at and just never get out of that, you know, situation,
right,
or that place. So,
and it sounds relatable,
I loved
it. Yeah,
yes,
it sounds relatable,
very
too.
Relatable.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Because, I'm pretty sure with myself, I know that, you know, I've moved around a lot, so definitely I know that with moving around any movie like that, I could probably, you know, put myself in that position of how I felt, you know, from one city to the next. And so what was the character that you played in that actual movie?
The North Housing Authority?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, the role I just told you about, you know, the girl who, you know,
oh, okay.
She and her mom, yeah, moved to New Jersey and, you know, had to face a whole bunch
of
challenges.
Oh, okay, so you played that role. I thought that was Crystal that played that role. So that Okay.
Crystal wrote the script and she was a director, but, yeah, I think she was, like, a small part of it, but.
Okay.
Yeah, I was one of, like, the main characters. It was very fun playing that role.
Absolutely, I understand that. Now, I know that acting is one of your things that you've been honing, but definitely I also see that you've been doing a lot of writing and producing yourself, and not to mention the fact of just writing and producing and putting out great work, but you've also won several awards, you know, as a playwright, as a filmmaker, and so I wanted you to kind of elaborate on how did you first get started in the fact of, you know, saying, hey, this is what I want to do as far as writing and producing, besides the, you know, the fact of acting?
So I would say, like, the writing, that came to me, to be honest, like, years ago, in, like, my teenage years, because I feel so dang old. So, like, I was, like, well, I still am a big person on, like, friendship and keeping friends. So the first script I ever wrote was about friendship. And it was, like, it was really cute. Don't get me wrong. Like, if I were to, like, film that now, it wouldn't go anywhere because that's how, like, terrible my, like, you know, dialogue was at the time. But my mom, like, she saw something in me, and she was like, you need to keep doing this. I was like, okay, I guess. So, but I took a break just because, like, you know, I was really focused on graduating from, like, you know, school and everything. But then after that, like, my first short film that I ever wrote, I actually filmed it, directed it, and edited it all by myself all in one day. Everyone can go look at the trailer on YouTube. It's called Am I Crazy? Trailer. So that one, I like that one because it's about, oh, and, you know, she's, like, confessing, you know, like a dark secret that she's been hiding to her therapist. And like I guess the real question is, you know, is she crazy or is she like, you know, like what's really going on in her head?
Right,
is she like schizophrenic? I made it really deep, like really short time. So, you know, when I wrote that, I felt something inside me that I thought was lost. You know, I really felt, I just felt this light bulb go off, like, whoa, like, I really love writing. So ever since then,
right.
I've been writing, like, a lot, you know, and I loved it ever since. And I'm still writing as we speak. So it's something that
right.
I definitely love to do.
Yeah. Awesome. Well, I'm looking definitely for more of your great things coming out too as well, and I definitely will look up on YouTube the Am I Crazy written, and that's the only thing that got past me. I didn't get to that, but I'm definitely going to make sure that I looked it up. You guys follow Tina, and of course I'm going to give her a chance to give out all of her social media sites, but I'm a big person on saying Google the person. You know, you can Google Tina Jetter as well, and you will definitely, she's paved a way to where once you Google her, her name pops right up, and everything that she's been doing in this industry definitely shows up for you to be able to follow her, if her social media sites, all that great stuff too as well. And I just want to fast forward because this is going to bring me into introducing the young man that's been so patiently waiting to speak as well. but definitely I wanted to give a kudos to you too as well, and hats off to the fact of your current project that you were working on in 2015, which is bringing us up to today's date as well, which is the Saving You, Saving Me. I know that you directed that debut and you won the Indie Gathering SAR Award for Best Feature Fantasy Script. So definitely I want to get into that and pick your brain and how you came, and only because too as well, I'm such a fan of the vamp, and I want to be born a vampire, not bitten. I feel I would have more of a superior role at being, you know, born that way. But definitely I want to pick your brain on how you got into Saving You, Saving Me. If you can give us a little bit of a spoiler of it, and then how did you come about picking the King, John Rice, on the phone too as well? And then, of course, John, you can go from after Tina. After she starts off, then you can come on in.
Yeah, so, like, oh, my gosh, I love Saving You, Saving Me. Like, that's probably one of my favorite scripts I've ever written. And, like, I'm not even going to lie, dang, I have the word, and then it just went out of my head. It's really annoying me. My inspiration, that's the word. My inspiration came from Twilight. The movie Twilight.
Okay.
Like,
right.
I was such a big Twilight fan. Like, I read all the books, watched all the movies, but as soon as
yes.
I, like, saw the movie Twilight, like, did I get this idea? Like, you know, like, I wanted to write something where, like, maybe there were some, like, similar things that happened, but for the most part, it was really different. I just kept writing and writing and writing and writing and writing, and before I knew it, after, like, a day, and it was literally, like, a day, I realized, like, wait, I have over, like, 60 pages. Like, holy cow, I just wrote my first feature film. And ever
right.
since then, like, it's gotten so many rewrites. But I, oh, my gosh, I really love that project. Like, the whole process was, like, amazing. It was stressful as heck. And John couldn't tell
yeah.
you. It was really stressful. But I really
yeah.
loved it. Like, I would, like, I'm excited to do the sequel because guarantee you there will be a sequel and it will be done. But, yeah, so the process was, like, it was really great overall. And casting was, that was probably, like, the most stressful part out of, like, the whole process was actually
yeah.
casting everyone, making sure that everyone that you needed to be available was available that each day that you scheduled, because, like, it was so annoying, I can't even tell you. so, you know, I went through casting, and, like, the last person I casted was for the role of Robert, and I had, like, a few people, I'm not even going to lie, there were a few people that were lined up, but, like, each person kept giving me a reason why they had to back out, and it was really frustrating to me. So it was, like, the day before, like, I had to do, like, the wardrobe for all the characters, including the main character, Robert, and I'm like, holy cow, I still don't have my main guy, this is not okay, and I was, like, freaking out to my mom. And she was, like, just, like, look at, you know, backstage, because that's where, like, I put everything. And she said, just, like, reach out to people. I'm pretty sure someone will reach back. I'm, like, okay, I'm going to not freak out, and I'm going to do it, okay? And then John was the first one to reply, and he did the audition, and he was amazing. And I'm like, I really feel like I found, like, the right guy. And I showed my mom, and we we have this joke where, like, my mom was like, he has dimples, like, you have to cast.
That got me the job.
They do win. They do. Yeah,
that's a bonus. But I told him, like, he can obviously act. Like, he needs to, you know, be known and everything. So, you know, I called him, and, like, he's freaked out apparently. And, like, ever since then, like, it's been so great. And I'm really going to stop talking because I can ramble on forever like you, I swear. So, yeah, like, I'm going to pass it on to John. Like, go ahead.
Right.
Yeah,
and then
okay.
Yeah, I mean, honestly, now I was going to give a chance for Dimples to speak to as well. I mean, what better
way
to bring in John as well? There is nothing sexier than a vampire with dimples. That right there would just, everyone would want you to bite their neck or, you know, turn them into, in that area. It's like, oh, my goodness. It's like, you think about it, and then the minute that you smile, it's like, oh, my gosh, go ahead. Get my neck. So on that note, I have Mr. John Rice as well, which is the main. He's one of the main characters. John, you're one of the main characters in Saving You, Saving Me.
Yeah, that's correct, and it's been just a wonderful experience.
Awesome.
Yeah, he's a co-star. So, he's a co-lead. Yeah.
Right. Right. Definitely. And you are the lead, right?
Yes, I am.
Yeah,
I just wanted to throw that out there because you talked about writing it, but you never said that you actually started it. And definitely I did see, you know, there was one picture that you had up where you had the blue eyes. I think that you were already turned or already the vamp. And
can I say a little story about that? And then I swear, like,
yes.
I'm really going to stop talking for a while. So, like, oh, my gosh, it's so funny because, like, that picture is actually from, like, because here's what happened, right? Like, we actually, I was so excited to do this project, like, since I wrote it. So, like, what year was that? Like, 13, 14, 15, 16? No, it was 14. 2014, I wanted to do a teaser for it. So, hopefully, I could, like, make some money to actually do the film. So, like, that was from one of, like, the teaser I did. I did 4 in total, right? So, like, after that, I told my mom, I'm like, mother, like, screw this people. People don't want to support, like, dang, give a dang dollar. So
we just
gotta get this done. And then she agreed, and, like, we got the money together, like, eventually, and, like, you know, we ended up doing it. That's just from one of the teasers, but, you know, I keep that because, dang, it looks so good. All right, I'm done talking. All right.
Well, you looked amazing in it, and you know what? That's the good thing about when you have such a great passion and craft and you capture the right cinematography and things like that, because you would have never known that was from the teaser. It definitely looks like it was straight from the actual, you know, footage of Saving You, Saving Me. So you did a great job on that. And, of course,
thank you.
I promise you, John, we're gonna go ahead and pass the baton to you. I do have Mr. John Rice, too, as well, and he was speaking on the fact of him being the lead actor in Saving You, Saving Me with actually Tina Jeter. John definitely has been performing ever since he was 6 years old, and he isn't stopping anytime soon, you guys. I mean, you'll probably see him acting past time, and so you guys definitely keep an eye out for him. He sings as well. I wanted to throw that out there because to have dimples and singing, like, you're killing it already, I'm just saying. You know, those are things that I'm trying to tell you. You know, us girls, we go for that. So definitely you're in the package right there with that. And, of course, able to see the spoiler. Right, exactly. Being able to see the spoiler. And, of course, as Tina mentioned with you as well, that you are a phenomenal actor. So I would like to see how you got started in acting. I mean, what awakened that dream in you or that passion for you to say, hey, this is what I want to do and to go for it?
So basically when I was growing up, I was ridiculously shy. So, you know, I was afraid to do anything pretty much. So what I did was is I first started singing because my mom forced me to. It turns out I wasn't that bad, so I kept going with it. And fast forward to high school, my friends basically dared me to try out for a musical. And so I did, and I realized I like this. So kept going with that. And then, you know, fast forward another few years, I decided I want to get into film, you know, watch all the old-fashioned, you know, badass kind of movies, you know, Lethal Weapon, Rush Hour, Rambo, those kinds of things. And I realized, you know, I want to do that. So I got a backstage account, started doing my thing, and eventually Tina found me, and here I am today.
Awesome, awesome. Now, how was that role? I mean, first and foremost, John, what was your name? What was your name, if you don't mind giving us your name and saving you, saving me? Who are you?
Oh, Robert.
Robert. And what is Robert like?
Robert, he's very protective. He's very kind. He tries to put others before himself. He tries to – he's basically like the leader. That's the best way I could sum him up, the leader kind of guy.
Okay, okay. Definitely. Now, as far as I know that Tina was, you know, mentioning the fact of how the stress behind the scenes as far as putting together the actual, you know, the whole project itself. But people don't realize, you know, with actors, we don't just get a script and read it and then say, okay, poof, we're, you know, I'm Robert and I'm a vampire. You know, there's a lot of work, there's a lot of honing, there's a lot of coaching, there's a lot of workshops, there's a lot of everything that goes into play.
And
meditation for me as well, of course, I'm pretty sure for you too as well. That's one of the great things of acting is that you have to be able to be a meditator as well to you know, transform to me into that character. But when you were preparing for this role, first of all, is this your first vampire type of a movie? And then if it is, how did you prepare for this role?
Well, this was actually my first movie, period. This is the first film thing I've ever done.
So I realized
I had to, you know, and I just realized that, you know, okay, this is the first time I have to do this. I have to transition from theater to film like that.
Mm-hmm.
Better get on it. So I read through the script. I read through different scenes. I kind of got the idea of the way Robert was. And Tina gave me some pointers, too, you know, what she wanted from the character. So I basically, with theater, obviously emphasize a lot. I had to pull it back just a little bit, be more realistic. And just kind of think about it. What would he do here? What would he do there? Because this character, I've got to make this character happen. You know,
right.
You know, with theater, you become the character. With film, I feel you create the character through you. So I had to put a bit of me out there while changing myself a little bit, which was one heck of an experience.
Definitely, and I understand that because I'm a thespian too as well. And one thing about thespians, we are drama kings and queens. So when you get onto film, it is a difference. You know, I found myself thinking that I was, you know, in one particular role, and I don't know if you felt this way, but I would like to find out how you felt when you first, since this was your first role in filming. I know with theater, we have to be over the top. You have to, you know, dramatize everything to a max. And with filming, it's kind of like the opposite. With theater, you're told not to look directly at the camera, but to feed on the audience, whereas, you know, and you're speaking sometimes directly to the audience, whereas in film, you better not even look at that. If you look at the camera lens is going to break, and then that film is over with, and it's ruined, basically. That's how you have to think about it, you know, that you just, you know, if you look at the camera, you're gonna crack it, and that's it. It's done. It's a done deal.
Oh, I got yelled at that so
many
times.
I'm telling you.
That's Tina. But it was very different. You know, it was weird to not have an audience. That was the first thing, you know, and it was kind of relieving in a way to be able to say, okay, let's go again, let's take two. It was like, oh, okay, don't have to do it, you know, perfect every time, but I wanted to get done. So I guess, how do I say? Well, I mean, with the whole transition thing, I guess – getting used to the camera in front of you, it's a little bit different. It's going to make you more nervous. Honestly, I found a camera was more nerve-wracking than an audience, which was weird to me at first. Yeah, no, it's a very different experience. You know, anybody out there, you think that film is easier. Try again. And, you have no idea.
Filming.
You have no idea.
But I'll take the theater.
Camera.
Right.
Yeah, theater is always fun. But, yeah, it was just a whole different experience. I just had to adapt, and I did because this is what I wanted to do. Tina took a chance on me, and I wasn't going to disappoint her. So, yeah.
I know, that's right. Definitely. Well, thank you, Tina, for bringing him in, too, as well, to Saving You, Saving Me. Of course, I want to get where people can find that, where they can follow, where they can support you, especially for the sequel, of course, that's going to be coming out, too, as well. So definitely what I want to do, too, as well, real quickly, and I know that I kind of put you guys on the hot seat with running down a quick journey of your life, as you will, but you're young, so that's, you know, you I'm pretty sure we don't have to go too far out. But nevertheless, I do want to get how, you know, where people can find you guys at. You know, I do know with you, Tina, and I'll start with you. I know that you're on Facebook. I know that you're on Instagram, and I know that you're on Twitter. I think your Facebook is Tina Jetter, and then Instagram is Actress Tina Jetter. And then what is your Twitter?
My Twitter, that's, oh, what's my Twitter? I think it's the same thing. I think Actress Tina Jetter.
Well, you better hope it is.
I'm trying to tell you.
Well,
if you guys cannot find it, Google her.
That's right. You'll find me if you Google me.
Definitely. And she is on IMDb, too, as well. I know that you are on IMDb, as well as imdb.me/Tina Jetter.
Mm-hmm.
So you guys can look up her filming, look up what she's been producing, what she, as far as her acting, what's coming out for her. Definitely hit her up, pick her brain, find out what's going on with her, follow her as well. So basically with you, John, too, as well, I know that you're on Facebook. I kind of stalked you a little bit via Facebook without friending you, but definitely, and if there was two, there was like, I think, three different John Rices out there. So I was like, well, which one is he? So I had to go through pictures. That's what I mean by stalking. I had to kind of go through your business and find you that way. But
no worries.
Other social media sites, how can people find you and follow you, especially with you coming, breaking from theater to filming? And, of course, I'm pretty sure you're getting ready to go full force into that filming, too, as well. Where can people
Absolutely.
Find you? How can they follow you?
Well, yes, they can find me on Facebook, you know, JonReisch, you know, John Reisch, and Instagram as well, same thing. IMDb, you know, same thing as well. My name, John Reisch, J-O-N, no H. And, yeah, just make sure you find the right me, because apparently, yes, there are a lot of John Reiches out there.
Right.
In fact, on Instagram, a person tagged me in a Disney post. I don't know if you know, but there is a John Reisch who was some kind of director of The Good Dinosaur or something. And apparently, yeah, we have the same name. So I got tagged in her post instead of him. So, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I noticed that too as well, and I seen he has a picture on Facebook too as well with the dinosaur, and some other stuff. And I was like, well, this doesn't quite, you know, I'm looking at the pictures from you guys' flyers and things like that, and I'm like comparing, you know, like I'm over here doing forensic files and things like that. I'm like, wait a minute now, this is, I just got to find this guy, but I was able to find you. So it's not too hard to find you, but it, there is just
right.
several people out there with that same last name, and of course with spelled John J-O-N. So go
yep.
figure, but definitely,
different.
Right, definitely. And that is, that's a good thing too, as well. So you guys definitely follow them both on Facebook and on Twitter. Now with Saving You, Saving Me, how can people find that? How can they watch it? How can they get by behind it and support it?
That's all you do.
So, you know, if people go to Facebook and type in the initials of Saving You, Saving Me, which is SYSM, and then put film after, you'll find it on Facebook, and you'll also find it on Instagram. So we have a Facebook and an Instagram page, and we're always updating it weekly, so you can see, like, behind-the-scene pictures and also stills as well to kind of get, like, a vibe, you know what I mean? So we have both of those stuff, so.
All right, and when is this exactly going to drop? When are you dropping it?
So, like, the editing phase is really so long. You know, like, right now we just gave it to our FX guy, so he's going to work on, like, changing eye colors in the movie. So depending how long he takes, like, I'm hoping in the next, hopefully, few months, I'm hoping. Like, I don't want to put, like, a month or anything, you know, like I would just say, like, people follow the page and, like, we'll update you as soon as, like, you know, we get important updates, I should say. So,
absolutely.
But right now
good
we're
answer.
Still in the editing phase.
Good answer, because you know we'll hold you to it and we'll be like, wait a minute, we're going to play back on the SOL talk show when she was speaking with host
yeah.
ECG. And she said on January 25th, 2019.
That's
so definitely,
right.
you know, great answer. So you guys can look her up. Definitely with the YouTube, you can look up Am I Crazy, which was written by Tina, as well as typing in on Facebook, SYS Filming, for the actual Saving You, Saving Me spoilers and seeing the photos. I almost screw that word up, so we were just going to leave that alone. But definitely you guys will be able to follow along and follow the story and follow her as to when it's getting ready to come out. And, of course, the other things that they are working on and are doing, too, as well. Now, John, for you, I know that this was your first breakout film, but what else are you doing? I know that you do the martial arts. You were speaking – we were kind of getting a little, you know, acquainted prior to the actual interview, but – what are you hoping to work on in the future, and what are you working on now besides Saving You, Saving Me?
Okay. I guess currently right now I will continue to work with Tina, of course, on other projects that she may have. You know,
we've become
good friends through this production. you know, I'm just taking whatever God sends at me. You know, I'm doing a pilot for, you know, some kind of for a series that could potentially be on Netflix. I won't reveal anything yet. I also did a short film with Tina as well. I'm taking whatever God is sending my way. I'm auditioning for things. And, there's definitely going to be more to show as time goes on.
Absolutely. Now, is there any roles that you prefer to do?
I guess like any other actor, or at least I would think, you know, I want to be able to work for Marvel. You get to be a superhero. It doesn't get much better than that.
Can I be Superwoman already?
I know, right?
I mean, yeah. Super Vamp. Hey, Tina. Super Vamp.
Yeah.
There you go. Work it. There you go.
But I hear you definitely. Marvel, and Marvel is a great way to go to as well. Of course, was, you know, a plethora of other things too as well that you can put behind your belt. I think that honestly, when it comes to acting, the fact that you started off in theater and then, of course, bringing it into filming, it kind of makes you versatile. So I think that you could pretty much hone any role that you actually would, you know, go out for as long as you put that 100% into it. With Marvel, I mean, it's been centuries and centuries of following, so why not? I mean, I think that that would typically be anyone's dream to be able to, you know, be a superhero or someone that that has a meaning to a journey, you know, to save someone else or to do something. So I think that, that's what we do in life. You know, so I think that's a great, great role to prefer as well. What about you, Tina? What kind of roles do you prefer?
I think because I've done this for so many years that, like, I've done, like, a wide variety of roles. Like, some roles I loved. Other roles, like, not that I didn't love them, but where there were some real challenges for me to actually, like, truly become the character. So for me, like, I'm just at that point in my life where I'm just going to take what comes at me, you know, make sure it's a good role, make sure it's a good production, all that good stuff, and, deal with the challenges that will probably come with it. But I'm pretty much open now, you know, like, the last thing I've done that I've wanted to do for a character was play a character that gets kidnapped and, like, you actually see, like, what I go through as I, you know, am being kidnapped, you know. So that's actually Candles in the Wind, what you said earlier.
Oh,
so,
awesome.
Yeah,
awesome.
So that was definitely a tough project. Like, it felt so real because he actually tied me up, so I actually felt like I was being, like, kidnapped. So those tears that I kept crying each take were, like, real. Like, it was crazy, like, how real it felt, but it was an amazing experience. So now I'm just, like, I'm pretty open, you know, I would say.
Definitely, and that's a great way to be, too, as well. Now, I know also, too, that you had Kwanzaa Film Festival that you had just got entered into not too long ago, too, as well, in Harlem for your It's Time, which was a PSA for gun violence. Do you mind speaking on that? How was it like to, you know, speak on something like that? That's a very sensitive subject due to the fact that so many people lose their lives daily for unmarked bullets. You know, bullets don't have names, and for gun violence out here that happens on a daily basis. What was it like to come up with It's Time, and how did it feel to be entered into the Kwanzaa Film Festival for it?
It definitely felt great, you know. But that project, like, I was just a part of it. So, you know, like, it was a while. It's been a while since I've seen it. So when I saw it, like, you know, on, like, a big screen finally after, like, I think, like, maybe close to, like, 2 years, it was an incredible feeling. And, you know, I really realized what I was saying. And I was like, whoa, this is actually, like, deep. Like, what?
Right.
I really liked it. I liked it a lot, to be honest with you. I thought it was great. But, you know, like, I do want to mention, because John sort of, like, mentioned this earlier, It's Time. So that is the last project I have done. I did that last year. So that also got to be featured in the Kwanzaa Film Festival in Harlem. And, oh, man, that was such a great experience to see, like, my finishing work just, you know, like, on the big screen. I feel like that's on the top of my list. It's right below Saving You, Saving Me.
Okay.
The reason being is because that project, the script that I wrote, I do believe, and I think John can agree, like, you really can relate to all the stories, like, that I wrote in the script, you know? And
right.
It's only, like, 21 minutes long, but, like, oh, my gosh. Like, I want to say, like, you know, examples of what I wrote, but, like, that would give it away. And I want to, like, I want to have people, like, come and see it. Because, like,
that was
at the Kwanzaa
my next
Film
question.
Festival. Oh, yeah, sorry. Because at the Kwanzaa Film Festival, right, like, there were some people that apparently, because I couldn't make it because I had work, but they came up to my mom and they really wanted to meet me because, like, that film, it wasn't even the last film. But they just remembered it so well. They were like, man, like, I want to give her credit because, like, it was so believable. It's just so believable. And John was a part of it. And it was, like, he did awesome, of course, like always. So, you know, I just want to mention that project. Like, yeah.
Absolutely, definitely. And I do want to make sure that we follow that, too, as well. Now, we can actually follow, you know, help support you on that one, too, as well, via Facebook, correct?
I haven't made a Facebook page for it, but I need to. Oh, my gosh, I need to.
Yeah, yes, definitely. See, that's why the soul is here. We'll help you. We'll remind you. We'll be your actual palm palette. So definitely we will help you out with that. But I do want to mention, too, as well, if someone, and only because the fact that you are, you know, breaking out and filming as far as writing and producing and pushing so much great work out here. And for those that are listening and those that are saying, hey, she sounds like somebody that I can relate to, you know, that I love her spirit. We would like to get into some, you know, some of her films or see how we can follow her to be a part of her. How can someone follow you to say if they wanted to try out for something that you have written so far, Ms. Jetter, and, you know, how can they get in touch with you to be a part of your journey?
Yeah, so, like, the best way to reach me is Facebook. Just look up my name. My first name's Tina, which is pretty common, T-I-N-A, and my last name is Jetter, J-E-T-T-E-R. You can find me on Facebook. And just message me and just let me know, like, you know, if you're interested or, you know, maybe you want to be a part of my production company. Like, you know, like, whatever the case is, like, reach out to me. I'm, like, an open book, you know. Like, I answer Facebook, like, by the end of the day, so I'm, like, usually always on it. That's the best way to reach me, to be honest with you.
Absolutely, and definitely. Now, this question right here is for the both of you guys, and it has somewhat to do with the Saving You, Saving Me project. What makes a good scene partner?
Ooh, John, take it.
It's the chemistry between the two people. I mean, if you have no connection, like if there's no like relationship there, then it's not going to happen. You know, being the romantic interest for Tina's character, we had to become pretty good friends. We had to get to know each other better before we can make any movie magic happen. So definitely you need that friendship. You need that bond in order to make it work. And it clearly has. And, you know, Tina and I, we're still good friends even after the production is done. And we still plan on working together for quite some time. So
definitely. Did you want to elaborate on that, Tina? I think he summed it up, too, as well.
Yeah, no, he really summed it up. Like, dang, what the heck? But no, I'm kidding.
You know, like, how do you follow?
I ain't leaving you nothing.
I know. But no, that
that's
was
what
dumb.
A good
yeah.
role partner does.
Yeah, like, yeah, it's really the friendship, especially, like, for, like, the scenes we had to do. We, you know, like, it just, I feel like it wouldn't have worked out the way it did if we weren't, like, really cool, you know, like, really nice to each other and everything, and we developed, like, a really good friendship. Like, he my best friend, like, for real.
Aww,
but, like, that's the main thing. It's friendship all the way, you know, having a good connection, like, for real. Because otherwise, it just won't be believable, whatever you're trying to portray. Like, it just won't.
Right,
so.
If you're uncomfortable and you don't have that chemistry, and you're right about that, you guys, if you're not comfortable, it's going to show on film. It shows through your face, no matter what you think. And that's the difference between acting on theater and on a stage versus actually film. You could be nervous on stage. You could have so many emotions, so many things going on behind the scene of that character, but because you're on such a great, you know, the lights are on you, of course, you don't have room for mistakes, but on film, the camera is so much closer, and it's right there, and there's no room for anything to not be portrayed as believable because it's not dramatized, you know, is what I think personally. But definitely, yep. I think that is number one, is that you have to have that chemistry and build it and know each other's respect and loyalty and communication, know each other's boundaries, you know, and once you get past that, it's like a relationship. It's like, you know, going out for the perfect boyfriend or girlfriend. You have to just go down that, get past, I always say there's the Carfax commercial, and we have a PeopleFax commercial. It hasn't been made yet, but Tina is working on it. Behind the scenes, we'll talk about that later. Nevertheless, you know, you have to check PeopleFax. And when you do that, you know, and you get past the PeopleFax, then you're able to break those barriers and you know, give off what you need to from each other's character and feed off of each other. And that's what makes a great, great partner. Good job on that, John, too, as well, and thank you, Tina, for elaborating. Now, on that note, is there any advice that you can give to aspiring actors, you know, to help them to have the same type of professionalism that you guys possess?
Hey, Tina, you go first on this one.
Okay, thanks, buddy. So, you know.
She
like,
choked you. You didn't know. You didn't see it, but I did. She choked you.
Yeah. So pretty much, like, the advice that I have is, you know, like, you know, if this is something you really want to do with, like, with your life, something that you really want to pursue, you know, like, just don't give up because it is so easy. And when I say easy, like, it is super easy to just give up and to just, to, like, have, like, a 9-to-5 job, like, for life or everything or whatever, you know. So I would say, like, never give up. Just network. If you network and you keep on networking, you go to, like, events, you meet people and you venture out. Like, eventually, like, a break is going to come for you, whether it's big or small, you know. It's all about networking and never giving up because there's so many people out there. Like, I can't even tell you how many people have told me, like, yo, like, stop doing this. Like, this is not going to be a career for you. You're not going to go anywhere. Stop. Don't waste your time. And I really, like, I lift up my hand to their face, and I'm like, yo, whatever. Like, cock to the hand,
right.
You know? I'm like,
right.
Come
right.
on. Like, if I really listened to these people, like, I wouldn't
right.
have done Saving You, Saving Me. I wouldn't have done His Time. I wouldn't have written as many stuff as I've written. Like, you know, like, I would have made the connections that I've made so far. So,
exactly.
You know, just never give up and network. Like, those are my main things.
Yeah, I understand. Thank you for that, too, as well, and thank you for that encouragement because as an actor, writer myself, and producer, you know, I quit every day. As well as that I quit every day, I hire myself back every day, you know, and it's
right.
that serious. It's not something that, you know, yes, we might put out something that's good in entertainment for someone or make someone laugh or, you know, or make you cry or make you aware of something. But what goes on behind the scenes and the things, you know, that we fail to realize is that just like any other type of, you know, career path that you choose or dream that you choose, it's not going to be peaches and cream, but it is worth I think it's worth the fight because it's a passion and it's a dream, and it ignites the fire that passion and dream come from. And that is only something that a 9-to-5 cannot give you. That is something that you're born with and that is awakened. So when you're doing that and you're constantly going, like she said, never give up, network, get out there and speak to people because I always say that one of the enemy's tricks is isolation. In isolation in the mind, you know. So if I can get you to think that you're the only person at this particular time in this world, in this century, going through what you're going through, then I can pretty much, you know, defeat you. I could try to defeat you. But if you can get out there and network and you allow yourself to be open, you'll realize that there is so many people that are kindling spirits to you and maybe going through or have been through what you're going through, so you can always get help. You can always get encouragement. You can always get a refresher or renewalment of that passion that you have, you know, of why you started acting or producing or writing or working behind the scenes in the grip, you know, all of that great stuff. It comes into play from editing to FX, whatever it is, you know. Definitely, Tina, you hit it right on the nose, you know, and I appreciate you giving that to the people as well. Now, what are some actions, and I know we're getting ready to get close down to the end, but what are some action points that you might recommend for people, you being a producer yourself, and not as an actress speaking, but on the directing side, what are some of the action points that you might recommend for people doing that type of, you know, that's trying to get out here and act?
I mean, I would say network.
Duh, what I just said before. Duh, talk to them. What
maybe
I just
I'm
said before.
Really,
I get it.
Sorry, maybe I'm being really slow, my bad.
No. That was right, though. I mean, have you ever had a survey where you're like, okay, didn't they just ask me that question and just worded it differently? You know what I mean? And it's like
yeah.
You still got the same.
Yeah,
so, but
there,
at the
yeah.
same token,
yeah.
That's exactly what that was like, you know, and that's exactly what that type of a question was. And it was to see how quick of a response you would give and if you would give the exact same answer, which was the networking. I mean, for you to get out here and to take actions, the action would be networking, would be speaking to people. So definitely, you were right on that, ma'am. So definitely, you get an A. I promise you. For those that are joining in, we thank you guys for listening. I do want to open up the floor real quickly. If there's anyone out there that would like to speak to our lovely guest, I have on the line Mr. John himself, actor John Rice, and I have Mrs. Queen Tina Jetter on the line. If you guys have any questions for them as well as myself, you can press 1 to speak to our guest or your host, and we will definitely answer any questions we can. If you are just happy at listening, hey, we ask you to continue to follow us. Speak Out Loud Talk Show, definitely we're here, sponsored by Blessed Hands for You, and we are just excited to be doing what we're doing, putting out great work. I do want to give a real quick challenge question for you both, and just kind of, you know, see where your heads is as far as that. We all face different adversaries in our acting, and, of course, when we're honing certain typical types of characters. What are some challenges that you face in acting, if any?
Well, I guess when it comes to acting, honestly, it's in your head. It's doubt. It's your worst enemy with anything. If you feel like you can't do it or you feel like you can't get a part down or you feel like you can't become the character, then it's not going to happen. It's your worst enemy. So really, you just got to believe in yourself. You just got to take a deep breath, focus, and your skill and your belief in yourself. It'll carry through, and it'll show the performance you can really put on.
Absolutely, definitely. Absolutely. You're right. Heads on that, too, as well, and kudos to you on that, because that is, you were so right on the fact that you have to believe in yourself, and you have to continue to go, you know, and like you said, get out of your own head, get out of your own way. We can be our worst enemy, and we can be our best adversary, you know, we can be our best victorial person. I'm telling you, the words are just going to come out. If I make up a word, I am an English major, and I love making up words because sometimes they make sense, and everyone always follows along, and we all know that I make up words, but then we're like, wait a minute, that wasn't a word. Nevertheless, moving along, do you guys have any questions for me? When you throw one out there and you're like, hey, I didn't think she would have that.
Hey, hello? Anybody hear me?
Hey, how's it going?
Yes, we can hear you.
Oh, y'all can hear me for real? Oh, my goodness. I'm about to get a second. Hi, Tina and Ron. This is me, Joey, the guy you got killed in Boston, New York.
Yo, Joey, what's
up? Oh, my God, Joey, how are you?
Yes, good. I'm listening to your interview, and I'm inspired by you guys. I just want to say that.
Thank you, Tina. You
guys are great. You're amazing. And I learned a lot, and I'm still learning. I see Tina as a mentor, and she puts her foot in my behind, and I appreciate it because I'm really learning through acting that you have to share your pain and your experiences, and it makes you a better person, and your acting is more believable. And it's ironic when you said you're your own adversary. We are our own enemies, especially I've been going through some stuff, and you isolate yourself and you put yourself down. But you have to be reminded that you're called for a purpose, that God is there for you in your loneliness, you know? And I just want to say I'm excited for this movie. Oh, my goodness. You guys
yes, saving you, saving me.
Yo, you guys are dope and amazing. Because of you, I'm, like, out here hunting. I just did another web series Saturday. I'm going to do a live performance in a couple of weeks. So I'm really moving forward in this career, and I'm really, really enjoying it. And this is just a hobby. Because I'm using it as a platform, because as Tina Rondo, I work with at-risk teens. I deal with court-involved youth. So when I tell them, hey, I'm an actor, they look at me funny. And I'm like, yes, I'm a Hispanic, a minority, who's trying to break this wall that Hollywood has put, because we're getting tired of being marginalized and our talent just put to the side. You know what I'm saying? So I say, hey, if someone could see, wow, that's Mr. Ortiz. He's a Hispanic. He's an Afro-Latino in a movie. I can do it. I know what it is. My dad died when I was 9 years old of AIDS. Yeah. My mom had a sixth grade education. You know, I was so cracked. I've been sleeping in the car, in the street. Been through a lot. I got my degree. God is good. Co-founder of a church. I'm acting now, motivational speaking with kids. And it's about the process. And one thing I learned from Tina and Ron was like, yo, I remember the first time I was doing a fighting scene, Ron was like, yo, relax. Be yourself, and you're going to be great. And Tina's like, relax, take it easy, channel everything you've been through and put it in the film. And I appreciate that.
I was just getting ready to say, yes. From what you just, and I appreciate you coming on and speaking to as well, so highly of Tina and John too as well, definitely. And the thing about it is that you said one thing right, and Tina did as well to you, but definitely what you have been through is an amazing journey. And to be able to speak on it, one thing, because, you know, a lot of people, we go through things, but we don't always speak on it to actually test a testimony. You know, you can't have a test without a testimony, and you cannot help someone else without telling that testimony. And that you're in the right place. You're in the right place in the right time in the right season for what you're doing, working with the children. And that's the thing, is passing the baton. You know, we should not never learn just to keep it for ourselves and to say, I'm becoming great at this and I'm, you know, doing this for myself. And that's great. But if you're not passing that baton along to the next generation, then to me it's like you're doing it all in vain. You know, so you're in the right area, and that's what it's about. And I know that for John and Tina as well, what they're doing with their passions, that was going to be my next question as far as what's a charitable too. What kind of charity work are you guys into in your communities to give back with what you've done so far?
Go ahead, John and Tina. Y'all can talk. Go ahead. Yeah.
I mean, this was your interview. I'm just saying.
Okay, so I'll start. Well, what I do, I'm a youth advocate for the Department of Probation and ACS, and I run youth groups every Thursday. So what I do, I have a lawyer, or they don't have no representative. I go to court, and I'm like their lawyer. I represent them, work plea deals with judges and district attorneys, and we bring them home. We bring them home, and we find them. I'm down with alternative to incarceration, you know, because – we get our young men, these young people out in the street are getting locked up at a crazy rate. So my goal is to bring them home. I said, listen, why are you going to put them in a system that's just making them worse? Why are you going to put them in a system that's not teaching them to develop themselves? Which the prison system is to stop behavior. What my goal is change behavior. Yeah. I go to prison and preach. I go to church and preach it. And that's why using this acting as a platform, when I become successful, my actual goal is to open a nonprofit and to have job readiness for these kids, conflict resolution skills, a place where they could, and an arts program. So I can have guys like John and Tina come by and say, look, I've been through some stuff. You know, I've been in your shoes. It don't matter what color you are. It don't matter what race. We all go through the same thing. And look, John, I made it. Tina made it. We all made it. You know, so that's my ultimate goal. So I preach kids and you. I visit them in prisons. You know, I do a conflict resolution. And I run youth groups every Thursday. So in the youth group, we do, you know, life skills. I teach them about, you know, coping with their anger, you know, releasing their venting out. when they go, these, if you hear the stories in the group, you'll cry. You know how many times I've cried with my kids? Because I'm like, I've been there where you at. I know what it is when you tell your mom your dream and she shuts it down, or when your dad don't come around, or when teachers tell you you're not going to be nothing, or you just in the streets and you feel that you're alone and nobody wants you. And it's not true. There's people like us, John, Tina, me, who out there, who was kids, who understand what it is to go through these hardships, what it is to the agonies of adolescence. And we made it. Like, Tina, you wrote, like, directed a movie, producer, John, you've been an actor. Mm-hmm. You do martial arts. You with your community, with your JoJo. Like, those, that's part of that community. And once
that's
we bond and we start expanding together, man, listen, the community and the people would flourish as one. But we don't do that. We don't do that as our people. We want to buy Louis Vuitton or have the hottest TV or a reputation. But 20, 30 years from now, that don't pay. That don't pay off. There ain't no long one. There's no value in that. And that's why I teach these young kids. It's not about now. It's 20 years from now. So you don't want to be 40 and you can't fill out a McDonald's application, you know?
That's right.
And I mean,
it's true.
I got kids who be like, Mr. Orton, can you fill this application? I'm like, you're 29 years old. Like, you got like 3 kids. But I helped them, and you know what? It's not their fault. They've been through some stuff. So that's why I do this. That's why I try to give back to my community. That's why whenever I see some rappers or these famous black minority, I'm like, listen, don't talk to me. Because you talk about you from the hood and you want to save the community, but you don't come back. You move out to your million-dollar mansions, and then you give a shout-out once in a while on TV. No, come back to the community that developed you, that cultivates you, that gave you perseverance for you to have a tough skin in this business.
Shout out to the ones that do, you know, because there is some out there that do, but then there is a lot that do not, and that I do, I understand 100% what you were saying, and Tina spoke on that too earlier as well. That's one thing when you're an independent filmmaker and you have this dream, and of course God gives you a vision, but once you start to, go and cast and you get your production team and you start to get your whole production together and it's running, it doesn't take, Tina can't do it by herself. You know, her money alone is only going to stretch so far, and it's hard sometimes out here to get a person to donate a dollar to something positive. So I definitely understand that. You know, firsthand.
We'll donate $10 to something negative, to the liquor shop, or to a World Star, or to these other places that don't do nothing to edify us as humans and as one body. You know, don't get me started. I can keep preaching all day. Woo! Don't get me started.
Yeah.
But like I said, and the acting, some stuff in my life. And when teenagers, I first met them, and I remember with John in the first fight, I said, bro, this is just a Maple Leaf battle. You're going to fight the real battle after the movie. And it was like so deep because it's like, it's true. Well, I remember when he told me that, then he yoked me up. But I remember he said, this is not the This ain't
that
the real battle.
Scene, that was a fun scene.
No, it was a. I had a great time. Oh my God! I hope I'm excited for part two.
Hey,
definitely.
Let's go.
And you know what? On that note, well, good people out there. Unfortunately, and we can do this all day, I'm going to have you guys back, of course, because Saving You, Saving Me is not quite out yet. I do want to follow you guys 100%. Of course, I will put you guys on my Facebook page as well as my Twitter already, as well as my Instagram already, and continue to push it out there too as well. And, of course, we're going to make sure that we continue to follow you guys. On the radio internet world, we thank you guys for joining us today. I hope you all have enjoyed listening to what was on the Soul Table today. Look for us on Facebook as well. You can visit www.tworld4u.org/SOL. If you missed the show, you can go back and listen to the Blog Talk Radio. I will post it up as well as share it with Tina and John so that they can actually have it too. Again, we appreciate you guys coming on. Tina and John, I want to thank you so much for taking out of your busy schedules to sit down with me. And my doors are always open. Please hit me up anytime that you would like to come back and speak on something that you have going on. Supporting, helping you helps us, and that's what I'm here for. That's why this platform is here, for us to be able to show what we're doing and to push it out to the four corners. listeners and to continue to support each other while we do so in the process of that. Again, this has been Speak Out Loud Cast versus Production. I am your girl, actress TCG, and I am going to sign out by allowing John and Tina to give the last words and goodbye.
All right. All right. Thanks again for having us. We really appreciate coming on. And everyone have a good night.
Yes. And I just want to say thank you for having me. I want to say thank you, John, for coming on. Thank you, Joey, for coming on, too. And also, I want to give a shout out to my mom, because, you know, she's really been my rock throughout this whole thing, and she's helped me through, like, every project I've ever done. So I want to say thank you to my mom, and just thank you to everyone who's ever given me a chance and everyone who was ever a part of any project I've ever been a part of. I know this is only the beginning, and I'm very excited for what the future has to hold for me. Thank you all.
Absolutely.
Yes,
Tina, real quickly, what is your mom's name?
My mom's name is Janet Swayze. My mama, Janet.
Right.
She's my agent, and she is dope. Janet is dope. She's my agent. She is. She's trimming me, boy. I'm going to win an Oscar with her. I'm going to call it out to the universe.
Hey, if I may follow up, I just want to say thank you to my family for always supporting me. I want to thank my girlfriend, Logan Barone. I love you, sweetheart. Thanks for always having my back. Tina, thank you so much for this opportunity. To your mother as well. She's always just so wonderful to me. And, for anybody that's helped me along my way and helped me get here, just thank you, everyone. You know, can't say it enough.
Yes, thank you. I want to give a shout-out to my son and daughter, Matthew Madison. I love you. And follow me on my Instagram, Joey Ortiz Braveheart. Tina and John, thank you for the opportunity, and I appreciate you guys just simply listening to me. Thank
you. Of course,
you.
Brother.
I value your time because your time is valuable.
All right.
SOL, we are out. Peace and have a good night.
No doubt. Thank you.